For Americans looking to adopt children, China has long been a popular foreign source. Last year, Americans adopted nearly 6,500 Chinese children. That was down from nearly 8,000 the year before. And those numbers may continue to fall. China is tightening their rules for foreign adoptions. The rules, which are expected to take effect May 1st, will bar people who are single, obese, disabled, or older than 50 years of age from adopting. They will also bar people who take antidepressants or those with net assets under $80,000. These new regulations present new challenges for prospective parents and adoption agencies. We'll hear from a parent in a few minutes. First, we're joined by Corey Barron. He's the outreach director at Children's Hope International, an adoption agency based in St. Louis, Missouri. Mr. Barron, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
Now, I understand your phone has pretty much been ringing off the hook. Who are you hearing from, and who among that group of prospective parents will most likely be affected by this?
We hear from thousands of inquiring families every month, so this topic was obviously topic number one over the past several months. Even before China made it official with their new requirements, we have been warning potential parents that there could be some regulations coming down that could fall into these categories. Matter of fact, we've been using the body mass index over the past 4 months just in preparation for this change. So we hope it's not catching people off guard, but we still have seen some heartache from some families that had their heart set on adopting from China.
If you could help explain that for us, if prospective parents who are obese are prohibited from participating in these foreign adoptions, how do they determine that?
It comes down to that body mass index. And that is simply you look at your height and look at your weight, and it will give you an index number. And if your index number is over 40, you cannot qualify for China.
How do these new rules that are now under consideration in China compare with other countries?
Some of the countries that we work with already had more stringent guidelines than China did. For instance, when you do have a family that has certain health issues, they are not going to be able to qualify for Russia, but could have qualified for China. Now those qualifications have narrowed to where China is a little closer to what they have in Russia. Whereas in Vietnam, a broader area is open for families to adopt children.
Why is China tightening the rules for adoption?
China is simply saying to us, we have too many people who are coming here to adopt. We cannot handle the number of applications coming in. So the best way for them, they feel, is to limit the number of people who can actually qualify to adopt from China.
Is it possible that this rule change then might be temporary until they actually sort of catch up on the pipeline?
That temporary statement was part of the overall announcement by the director of the China Center for Adoption Affairs. He said these new regulations may be temporary and may be reevaluated with time. And we've seen that over and over in China and all the countries, really. And as we tell all our adoptee families, you have to be flexible with international adoption.
Mr. Barron, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Corey Barron is the outreach director at Children's Hope International. That's an adoption agency based in St. Louis, Missouri.